This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back not only to our living room, but also our hearts. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and we're so pumped you got here. Serene is dressed like she's in a ski lodge. Serene, explain yourself.
It's cold on the hilltop because, you know, I have a lot of gaps and crevices in my house where the wind blows through. I have to wear a beanie.
It's like a naturalist campground.
The wind does blow.
Yeah.
I don't
look like a cabin girl anymore. I took off the nano puff.
Serene, time's up, Pearl.
All right, so I'm just jumping in to begin the party, but this party is thanks to Dan. You didn't know it yet because you have no clue what's going to go for any party. No, a few weeks ago, Danny, you tried to like earn your money or something, and you'd photocopied some stuff from and brought us sheets of paper, which I
threw it away.
I brought value.
I was cleaning out my bag last night and I found them. Yes. It was you had got onto the site.
Because it was preparation.
It was preparation. We don't prepare.
I just throw preparation away.
Yeah, I know.
You had like printed out all the stuff where people Google search anything about Trim Healthy Mum, and you said, girls, maybe we can, you know, have some ideas here on to bring parties. So last night, I hadn't even looked at them. Last night, I took a look, Dan.
So for context, I ran a report that basically provides what people are currently talking about surrounding Trim Healthy Mama.
Thank you.
Online.
But it was so interesting. I was sitting there and I was reading people's Google searches.
I felt the same way.
Most of them, and this is what I want to bring today. I don't want to do a big bash of other diets, but I want to bring people what they want.
Yeah.
Most of these were typing THM versus keto, THM versus Weight Watchers, THM versus Whole 30, THM versus intermittent fasting, THM, good or bad?
I do a lot of verses when I look up Google Beelzebub. I do. I put the verses. I put that.
What is that to do with this? Just
the verses. She just said verses. THM versus Whole 30.
Verses. I thought she meant like scripture verses.
Me too.
Because that's your character.
But you just said the other verses.
I know, but Serene brings the meat of the Bible. I thought you were talking about full on verses because I type verses in to my Google figure out where they are.
Psalms verses.
Wait.
VS?
Yeah, the good old Psalms verses. Like verses, the regular verses.
Regular verses. Okay. That's what Psalmi thinks verses are.
Yeah.
Well, so
sorry, new people in the room, that's a running old joke for Leslie Pops here.
Well, so people search like they would, like if I do a lens, like I'm wanting to buy an expensive lens, right? It's going to cost me a lot of money. So I'll do the Sony G Master lens and I'll just put the word VS next to it and I'll see what comes up.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh my goodness, I have never done just VS and then nothing else.
And you wait, because the first thing that comes up is going to be the most competitive lens against the lens I'm looking at so that I can make an informed decision.
Brilliant.
I'm about to spend a lot of money. Same thing with
Sally's having a fit and meltdown.
She's good.
Bye, little almost 2-year-old girl.
Same thing with people when they're about to invest potentially money and time in their life into this new approach to food called Trim Healthy Mama. They're going to put VS and see what comes up.
Okay, well, it was really interesting to me because in my head, I mean, this just, I don't want to come across as like proud know-it-all, but in my head, I feel like, man, but people don't know. People don't know that there is something that's sustainable and an alternative that's lifelong to all these things. And I was almost getting sad in my heart. Like, we sit in our little THM world bubble, I do at least, and not realize. I mean, I can go out in a town and see that there's, definitely still some issues going on there with weight and health. But people are seeking still, and they haven't found it yet. They haven't found this, or else, you know, they'll get caught up in all these different things, all the extreme. You know, I was just thinking last night when I read this, I was thinking when we first started THM, Serene, we were writing that book, it wasn't, the thing of the day was not keto.
No,
the extreme of the day back then was the HCG diet, which was like 500 calories a day and you took these little supplements. Okay. That was huge back then.
That's upsetting.
And everybody was doing it. It was ruining people's metabolisms.
Sure.
But that was sort of what we were warring against. You know, don't ruin metabolism. You don't have to count calories. Just live a natural life. Eat these foods. You can do this for life. But I thought to myself, we're bringing something reasonable, something sound, something whole, something you can do while you're pregnant or nursing. You can do it at any stage. But do you know what? It will always fight against an extreme.
Yes. And it doesn't matter what the extreme is. It's still a sound versus.
Yeah.
Like it's still a sound answer to whatever extreme you're wanting to plug in.
In 10 years' time, Trim Healthy Mama will still be there. And it will still be fighting an extreme. I don't know what that extreme will be.
It'll be the new extreme trend.
Yes.
But that's interesting because Trim Healthy Mama, like if somebody does a search, it says Trim Healthy Mama versus keto. Like it should say the difference is that Trim Healthy Mama is not a diet. I think number one, right?
Well, it's not. There's a plan. If you want to lose the weight, there's a plan to how you know, you eat carbs and you eat fats, but you don't shove them together. That's the basics of the plan if you want to lose weight. But there's so much more than that because people just want to be healthy. Maybe they don't have to lose weight. Maybe they're pregnant. Maybe they're a growing kid. Maybe they're a teenager. They shove them together. Well, it's just whole foods.
That's how it began for me.
Yes.
And you know, you had a little bit of weight to lose, Pearl, but not much.
15 pounds.
But how it began for you too, really, on a whole, was our rebound from extreme.
Yes.
And this is where we found home, you know, base, you know, like on a softball or whatever you call it. We found home base.
Yeah.
It was our total. We had been on all the extremes. The Trim Healthy Mama was birthed to be the exact opposite.
Yes.
Trim Healthy Mama was birthed to be the finally moment where it is not something that is unsustainable, something that is overwhelmingly just tough camp or something that is that feeds and breeds shame. Because I was in that for too long, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh no. You know, I didn't get up at 5 o'clock and do my big 2 hour of juicing. Oh, I forgot to rinse the sprouts, so, you know, so I have to eat a cooked lunch. Like, it was always, to me, it was the extremes that I was finally getting to a place of. So what Pearl's saying is always going to fight against an extreme because it's the antithesis. What I'm trying to say, it's the antithesis of extreme.
Yeah. And that was another one. I mean, you were talking about plant-based because that's where you were for so many years, but that was another Google search. THM versus plant-based. But I look at these things, and today we want to talk about them maybe one by one, and maybe this is a potty that should be shared with friends and neighbors and those seeking. But I don't want to pull all these diets down and just shove them in the dust and wipe their nose and their poop like a puppy.
Wow.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Just because they're naughty. Listen, if these things didn't work, they wouldn't be out there. There are merits to everything.
Well, you know, I was in the grocery store line last night buying a keto creamer. And the lady says, oh, do you do keto? And I'm like, no, I just really enjoy the creamer.
Yes.
So we're not against keto. A lot of things in my cupboard say keto on it.
And talking about plant-based.
Yes.
I'm so plant-based, it's not funny. I mean, but I also eat some meat protein.
Right. You call yourself a meat-eating vegan, right?
I do. But we did all these things and we learned from them. Keto, as you said, Serena, we can learn so much from keto. Whole30 is so great for people, you know, that have some inflammation. Maybe some of our ladies do need to come off dairy. Others don't.
Hey, Weight Watchers, you can learn from that too.
You jolly well
can. I remember
can.
Being at somebody's house on Weight Watchers and she was eating baby carrots all day in the afternoon between her meals.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, why are you doing that? She goes, because they're free. They don't have a number or something. And I thought to myself, you know, some of us Trim Healthy Mamas need to learn that too, because, you know, we don't realize sometimes that we can get calorie abusive, that everything we put in our mouth, as long as it has a little S or an E, that it's okay. But sometimes it's just calorie abuse and you just need to have some of those free things, the Switzerlands, the non-starchies, the fuel pools.
Absolutely. I wonder, Serena, if we should even tell our stories today. We've never told our stories on the potty.
We've told our stories in that huge old encyclopedia.
I know, but these days people hardly anyone coming to Trim Healthy Mama.
Well, let's do it quick because I'm done telling my story.
Original book.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like I've told it and told it.
I bet you so many of our potty listeners right here have never heard your story.
Let's try and see how quick we can be.
They've never heard my story, and then we can go through every diet, and then we can be done.
Tell me about when your teeth are falling out.
Okay, so I've always been a health. Let me just start, Pearl, then, right?
Okay, since you just jumped in, go ahead, mateys.
You know, I've always been a health freako nutsoid, and I didn't go to the mall like other girls. I went and sat in the corner of health food stores and read books, health books. I loved to, what I wanted for Christmas was another health research book. That's all I wanted. And I love to save up my little money and go and buy supplements from the health food store, green mm-hmm. powders, dark purple powders.
You are trying to keep this short. And she's actually right? going into all the colors of the powders.
Hilarious. It's the opposite, hey. Hey, but my point being is I just wanted to show you how extreme my personality was. Okay, so I went from being like a whole food eater because our mum raised us on homemade granola, homemade bread, you know, homemade yogurt.
Yeah, our
mum
was your like original crunchy granola mum before her time.
No sugar, no white bread. We didn't grow up with canned
food. This was in the 70s, mate.
Yeah, everything.
This is when like people were getting pumped about Coke.
Yeah, the salad on the table every night. And everybody else had white bread and chippy sandwiches.
Back when Diet Coke was healthy.
Yes.
Listen, when we went to school in Australia, the normal sandwich was called a Vegemite chip sandwich. You had a layer of chips, Vegemite,
that's
and white bread.
Chips. Yes. Yes.
And that was a normal sandwich for children. What did we have?
Salad
the
brickest, on bread.
Brickest bread that was dark. You could throw it against the
mum
like
had homemade it.
Yeah.
You could hurt somebody with it.
And off salad from the night before. It probably wasn't
the night before salad. If you put tomatoes in there, it goes a little bit.
But buttered bread. So it was butter on that brick. But
yes,
then
it was.
And the salad. Do you remember that?
Bless my mum's heart, though.
I know. She tried. And we rarely were raised healthy. But
hey, but anyway, this is the short version.
Okay. Anyway, went from that to vegetarian. Went from vegetarian to vegan. Got married as a vegan. And then I started thinking, well, I'm always on a journey here. I've got to, you know.
No, talk about why you went raw food, too.
Yeah, but I'm not okay. up to that.
Sorry, darling.
But may I ask something? I've always kind of wondered, like I understand why people skateboard. Mm-hmm. I understand why people play music. But for you, your passion...
At 7 years old,
that's
I decided
what I'm saying.
No
like,
more sugar.
Yeah, like since you were a kid, like some people, since they were a kid, they were like, I always knew I was going to be a musician. But you always, like from childhood, were passionate
and it wasn't
slash
just about-
crazy...
It wasn't just about health inside the body. Pearl and I, at a young age, used to like write down little recipes for, mm-hmm. for formulas for our face, oatmeal and and buttermilk.
Yeah. But it wasn't genetic. Our nana, not my, our mum's mum, was always like way into health before her time. It was genetic.
Do you think though that
you were brought up with it?
Yeah, but not. I don't. I mean, maybe DNA.
Our dad has it though too. Our dad loves to read a good. The latest of, you know, some
no, it's
health.
Totally fun. You know how you say you know why people want to skateboard?
Yeah.
That's boring compared to this.
This is skateboarding, man.
Okay, so this is just a rush.
It's a pure hobby.
You just love it.
It's a hobbit.
It's a hobbit.
It's
I didn't know I was getting into such strangled, what do you call it, jail bar.
Bondage.
I didn't know because of the skateboarding. Because it was so fun, I didn't realize until the end.
That you were getting yeah. extreme.
Until I'd been raw food for 7 years.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Okay, I was at the vegan situation, but then my father-in-law came to live with us. He got cancer. And it's when my whole love of health flipped into high gear. And I'm like, this is how I'm going to help him and do my duty to help him. So I thought, well, I'll put my whole family on the raw food diet to support him. Put him on it too.
Is
we'll do it with
the,
him.
Is that when the extremity took a whole went yeah. to a whole new level?
Because now it was almost like a like how to
alive.
Save the family.
Yes.
Now it went emotional.
It's life or death.
It wasn't skateboarding. Now it went emotional.
Yeah, it's life. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking.
And at that point, it was sort of no longer fun either.
No, it wasn't any longer fun because at the same time, my husband developed a cancer on his back at the same time. Mm-hmm. So father-in-law.
No, this is not some little skin cancer. This. Yeah,
it's called dermatofibrous sarcoma protuberans.
Okay.
I still remember that. It sounds like speaking in tongues. I haven't said that in like 10 years and it just came out.
Wow.
But and he had it at the same time. And so it was like, okay, this is this is now, it's going to be death if it's not this. I mean, you know, yeah. I didn't really necessarily have the whole revelation I have now, more about leaning in on what's already been done on the cross. I was just more about my duty and my works and it's up to me and all that kind of stuff, even though I wouldn't have told you that at the time. But anyway, looking back, it was really a bondage. But anyway, all that to say, that's really what catapulted me into it. But I really abused myself in the fact that I nursed and was pregnant on just raw plant food diet. And I had teeth crumbling out of my mouth. There wasn't enough nutrients to support the reproductive years. It just wasn't at all.
And you did it in a superfood way. It wasn't like you were just eating baby carrots.
No, I was like spirulina and like avocados and the young coconut made into mousse and all this stuff. Like it was fats and superfoods and like keto. It was like plant keto.
How many years then were you vegan and then you were raw food? How long was that?
I was raw for...
you were raw for 8 years straight.
Yes. Right? And so I was vegan for probably a good eight
like
before that.
Like uncooked food, then, you mean?
Yeah, no, not even a bit of rice.
It
not
went
a grain
from
of rice.
The garden to your mouth.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Obviously, wow. It went to the sprouting, the dehydrator. I kicked the oven off of my deck and I had like six dehydrators, Excalibur dehydrators with 12 trays whirring all day, all night.
Dehydrating veggies.
Well, no, like burgers crackers. And crackers and pizza crust. I mean, it was like a little raw food restaurant.
Wow.
Anyway, just keep going because I've got my one yet to come.
Well, I'm just saying that that it wasn't sustainable. I got more and more and more undone in my body until I was just crying out to the Lord. I was like, I feel like I can't even stand up. I felt like I used to be more like droopy in posture. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I had sarcopenia. All my muscles were wasted away. But I was working out and I was eating like this most purest person, which is like the pinnacle of what you could go into Whole Foods and read the books there on their shelves, you know, the
you
pinnacle of that.
Pinnacle.
And I'm like, I'm falling apart. What's happening to me? And I just got to this point where I had to just admit it. Like, this is not the right way because it's not working. And I just went to the Bible and I just parted it with my nose. I was just so distraught. And it was right there, Deuteronomy. Beautiful poetic verse that says, I give you the herb of the field, the blood of the grape, the fat of the ram, the milk of the goat, the harvest of the field, went through all the food groups. I give it to you. And it was like, oh my goodness, these are gifts. And I've been chucking it all away. And so I decided I'm going back to the Bible because all of this has led me wrong. And I did this food search of meat in all the places that, you know, sometimes it's used just for regular food and other times flesh. A whole search about dairy and went into the whole thing. And I realized it's a gift. And the priests were like the most pure out of anybody. And they were commanded to eat the meat. They were commanded to cook it, to seethe it. It says to seethe it. And then it went through. And I'm just like, and then I read about Jesus cooking the fish to his disciples. And I'm like, if it's good enough for him, well, it's good enough for me. And I just went over to Pearls and started bawling my eyes out and throwing the books out on the ground in front of her, having a big old passionate movie moment and just saying, I'm done and I'm starting again. I'm just, it's the foundation, it's the Bible.
Now, at that time, was it exciting that you got to eat food now?
No.
No, like, we were very confused. Well, I'll get you to that point, Danny.
Okay. Pearl
wants to talk. I'll do my... Mine was sort of a parallel journey to hers, but very different because we're such different personalities. So I grew up with the same whole food, you know, lifestyle as a child. We had a great upbringing food wise. But then when I, you know, started working for myself, I had part-time jobs like a 14, 15, 16 year
you
old.
You grew a boom.
Yeah. I had my own
a
money.
What?
She and, grew a boom.
And so I've been raised healthy, so I thought none of this now. I'm going to buy.
She came with one of those. What are you talking about?
I'm going to get my own treats here. All the stuff I was never sort of had much of growing up, it's for me. So in Australia, that's like meat pies, white bread, you know, all the things. And I developed a taste for candy bars and chocolate bars and all
she
that.
She developed a boom.
Yeah, so I was a very nice, regular weight growing up, just healthy. And then so I exploded into, for me, about 25 pounds up from what I shouldn't have been. So then Serene here, my little sister, was vegan and she gave me these vegan books. She's like, Pearl, read these books. I'm like, oh, I'm never going vegan. Sounds like a lot of work. So she gave me the books. I read them promptly, decided to become a vegan. That was when I was 20. Yeah.
Pearl the Prompt.
So I promptly lost that weight.
She did.
Yeah.
Pearl the Prompt.
Promptly. And I felt great. I liked the food because Serene was there helping me make it. You know, I wasn't married at the time. And
y'all were vegan sisters.
We were vegan sisters. But then I got married, started having children, and I always craved different foods when I was pregnant. Like I'd crave butter and some meat and things like
bacon.
That. And I would eat some of these things, but I feel so bad about myself. Pearl, you're putrefying your body.
Did you ever eat butter like with a spoon?
No, I'm not like that way. But I'd have it on bread just when I was pregnant.
You know, putrefying.
But I'm glad now I did that.
Putrefying, yeah. That's a term you learn in the raw food, plant vegan, food movement. They tell you that that's what's happening inside of you when you eat cooked or acidic meat.
But in the end, after 10 years of veganism, I was not doing well. Now, I didn't do it as purely as Serene, but I had all the substitute for meats and cheeses that I could because I like meat and cheese. So I'd do the veggie crumbles made out of soy protein and the soy cheese slices. And probably half my diet was soy. Oh, my goodness. But I was not doing well at all. I was my early 30s. And I headaches every day. I had debilitating. I don't know. I look back, it's probably endometriosis or something. But I was just bleeding all the time when I shouldn't have been. I was in pain. I had to have a daily nap. I was probably really depleted in iron. But I mean, I got to the end. So I was in my middle 30s, and Serene was, you know, coming to her end of her journey, and we looked at each other and we're like, all these years we've been doing what we thought was the ultimate diet. I mean, I looked up for fibroids, you know, that's one thing. I had to have two operations for fibroids. And I looked up what to eat, you know, if you've developed fibroids, and they say a vegan diet is the best. I'm like, what? I've been on a vegan diet for 12 years.
Look, you wanted to swear and you couldn't even do it because there's no word in there.
Yes.
It wasn't in your upbringing.
I have been eating the way they say you eat, not
do
to
it.
Get them.
Jolly well, that's what you'd
jolly
say. I've been jolly well
jolly
eating the
well
vegan
eating
well.
Vegan for 12 blimmin' years.
Yeah, blimmin', that's as bad as you get.
And look, I've developed these fibroids, so I realized, although what they say on the internet is a whole bunch of guff. People are just
guff,
quoting one
there's
another.
There's another one. Blimmin' guff and jolly
well.
We
were at the end of it, Serene, because we'd read all the diet books and listened to all the gurus and done all the hard stuff, and here we were, a mess.
Oh, yeah. Pilates for 3 hours a day. I had not a muscle on me.
And so, so then I was at the point where I threw it all out. Then I tried, you know, I'm not like Serene where I was a purist, so I would actually go to McDonald's and eat fries. I wasn't like a junk foodist because I brought up in the right way.
But you notice that about vegetarians and vegans?
Yeah,
they go to the corn
galore.
Chips. They go. There might be some like nice Gouda cheese
on
a platter.
You can have vegan fries.
And then there'll be
a
corn chip. They'll go for the corn chip.
Yeah, corn chips. But anyway, when I threw it all out, I was with Serene. God said, okay, you can have all these food groups. And I thought, I'm going to refuse to be fearful of meat any longer. Just refusing it. I'm stepping out in faith here. So I put all the food groups back on my plate. I remember having cream for the first time in like years. And I had it with bananas.
You had sliced bananas every night.
Oh, and it was delicious.
And her boom came back.
My boom came back. The one that I'd lost, but more boom.
What are we talking about?
Bum. A bum.
It's more polite to say boom, people. Have you ever been around the British when they swear? Doesn't sound as bad.
No.
I mean, in some cultures, like the bum,
the bang,
is a welcome addition.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
We like the bum.
I like to have a bum,
but
I'm talking about
mine was extra above her health level.
It was extra bummies. I'd grown out of all my jeans. So then I get it. I did this time. So I put all my food groups back, and they were the good ones, and I actually started feeling better. You know, I didn't need my nap. Obviously, I was missing nutrients that animal foods could provide me, and protein and things. My muscles started to come back, but I was also starting to put on fat. Because I was piling all the food groups on my plate like you have to do, Danny, because you have a high metabolism.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So anyway, so Serena and I were just like, okay, we're refusing to throw things out anymore. That's ridiculous because we were created to eat all these food
into
groups.
The quick point. You're so good.
But how can we do this? And how can we include all the food groups and still get that trim figure, still be a healthy trim?
So then we went and we researched for like
night and day,
night and day, for years and years and years and years. And we researched hormones. And then Pearl, I started to call her Dr. Horms. It's all she talked about. It's all she thought about.
Yes.
She was just hormone freak.
Well, how your body metabolizes hormones. They count with how you metabolize your food, like insulin.
Yeah.
We learn about insulin. We learn about blood sugar. And we learn about these things.
And then we went to the bodybuilding sites, the men bodybuilding sites, because they know their body.
Yeah,
they manipulate their body to get cut and to get built, and they have to build for certain seasons and cut for certain seasons. They know how to do it. They know how to. But some of it's unhealthy.
Yeah, so we were lurking on these sites.
We learned ways of how they do it, and then we wanted to make those ways healthy.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Yeah, they would go like for 5 days, very low carb, like what you call keto in this day and age. They didn't call it keto back then. They just called it low carb. Then they would call it a leptin refuel. Mm-hmm. And so for 2 days a week, they would spike their blood sugar with like beer and pizza and everything just because they didn't want their metabolism to tank. And they were able to like build muscle and then cut it. And they were able to manipulate their body into doing all sorts of things. And Serena and I were like, there's something to this. They're still eating carbs. They're still eating fat. Sure, they're doing it in an extreme way. But why can't we take this premise and make it doable, make it healthier, and do it for women? Why can't women find their perfect trim doing this very concept? Still eating carbs, still eating fat, but not throwing them all out, but just eating them meal by meal, celebrating each one and each different meal. And so we started doing this on our own, Serene and I.
And the phone was ringing from Pearl and then from me to Pearl.
She's like, what I had for breakfast, Serene? Oh. I had fried eggs in butter and I had sautéed squash on the side and I had my coffee with cream. And like, and what should we call this? This is a fats meal. We didn't have a name for it. Yeah. We were just like, it's so satisfying, Serene. And Serene's like, yeah, it's so satisfying. It's S. It's like, so we started developing these names on our own, you know. And then Serene would be like, oh, but Pearl, we need our carbs. So I had this sweet potato. And she's like, and when I only have it with a teaspoon of butter, you know, I didn't gain weight. I feel like it's really trimming, Serene. Like, Pearl, it's like, it's really cutting my body. And so we realized, okay, carbs don't make you fat. Mm-hmm. When you don't pair them with a whole bunch of weight, you can actually cut and trim your body with carbs.
They don't make you fat if you don't pair them with fat.
Yeah.
And we also noticed that on the bodybuilding sites, their hormones would totally tank completely when they didn't have enough carbs, when they go too low carb for too long. So we learned all these little tips and tricks from there. It's awesome.
And so then
It was a little bit scary because we, you know, they have a language about them. You know, their bro language.
Oh, the bro language.
And then Pearl and I used to start talking about diet together, and we started talking like we're bros, and we're like, all right,
that's like, it. We're like, bitch ass, girl. Whoa. Okay, we've been on the sites too long.
Yeah. But we didn't even know we were saying it. You know, it just came out once, and we're like, all right, that's enough.
We called it ass talk.
It was just like habitual.
Yeah.
You weren't even trying.
We never talked it outside of talking to each other. Yeah. But it was like when we noticed it, we didn't even notice it. But when we noticed it, we're like, that's enough. Cut that.
That's so funny. So anyway, Serena and I just were just doing.
Are you sure? Because changes.
Serena and I were doing this plan. We didn't know it was a plan. It was just our thing. We did it together. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I dropped my weight eating the most wonderful foods. The best way I had eaten in my life, the most delightful foods, I dropped all my weight.
And look what happened to me. Muscle. Yeah. Muscle came back.
She didn't need to drop weight.
My husband would hug me and he's like, you are a different woman.
Yeah.
It's like I actually was not a skeleton and my shoulders started going back.
You lost you had cellulite on your arms from lack of muscle and it all went back to tone.
There's nothing to hold.
Her whole body got toned from the protein.
Message learned, your body is not ruined. I hear that a lot, like even from men, like, oh man, I'm 60. I just, you know, I never really worked out, and now I'm weak. I've heard that from older men, and I've heard from women like, I've blown out my gut, and you know, I'm too far gone, and I regret that I ruined my body.
Every 7 years, your every cell is different.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm younger than I was. Oh, I'm so younger than I was. I'm younger now than I was.
I'm in way better shape than I was in my early 30s when I was feeling loud. I mean, I'm feeling fantastic.
I'm better now than when
right
I was 18.
Now.
Sorry, peeps.
No, I reckon you just get better, and I just think we just go on better and better. But anyway, all that to say, so Serena and I just started doing this on our own. And then, of course, we were telling our friends and family. That's the way it all started to spread because, we couldn't shut up. We're like, this is how we eat.
You were evangelizing.
We talked about it at Thanksgiving, at Christmas. after church.
And so we never meant to write that book. It was just friends asking us, can you write it down? Can you write this down? And we'd have to talk to them on the phone. Oh, I just, so Serena and I said, forget this. I'm sick of phone calls. We'll write it down. So that was the first book. Mm. That's how this all came about. It came about because we were sick of extremes.
Yeah.
And also, you know, part of that, when I finished my veganism and I was trying to find my pathway, I did.
Mm-hmm.
What's called keto now was very low carb.
Yeah.
And I managed for about 3 months and I remember...
It was when the Atkins was booming.
Yes, Atkins. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do it like, you know, all the junky way with all bunch of soy protein. I did it really pristine. But my energy just left my body.
You couldn't even walk up the stairs. And you went past the time where they call it the keto cold or whatever. Yeah. You went past that month where your body was meant to flip into fat burning and ketosis. You'd start getting more energy.
No, I didn't.
You just never could thrive on it. You never could.
I never could do it. I needed carbs. And you know, and I'm so glad I didn't do it for more than 3 months because now we realize, you know, that your thyroid hormones, need those carbs. Your adrenals absolutely rely on carbs. Mm. Your adrenals need carbs to function properly, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around that.
Yeah. Without carbs, you can go into what they call a hormonal amenorrhea, which means your hormones can actually decline to a place where the amenorrhea means taken away.
Yeah. And so I don't mind, like, okay, let's go through these things one by one without bashing them. And we're talking about keto right now. I understand keto can get people shredded in, you know, a couple of months and things like that. I understand. We're not saying these things don't make people lose weight.
No, and yay for the keto creamer. Yeah. Taking it on the plane with me. I love it.
Keto when creamer, I go to you buy at Walmart. It's great, yeah.
Yeah, it's great because it's just like you can just, you know, shake it into your Starbucks.
But, you know, study after study show that your T3 hormone will decline in a lifestyle of no carbs for long term. And I'm talking long term, it's just a matter of months.
Yeah. And your metabolism takes a dive. It really does. It slows down because it's not your fastest way of getting energy. Yes, your body can get energy through ketones, but it's not the fastest way. Everything has to slow down.
It does. And so that's why in the end, I don't know how many percentage of people on keto will do intermittent fasting, but in the end, it's almost inevitable because your metabolism slows down.
You have to lower the calories.
Yeah.
Is it a rule, by the way, if like eat carbs as like if there's no fats with your carbs, the carbs won't make you gain weight for sure? 100%
of the time? Well, that's why our emails, we don't spike them with junky carbs and we have a threshold where you still protect your blood sugar and we do allow a teaspoon of fat.
You need that teaspoon of fat. The teaspoon of fat slows down the sugar.
And some meals, sometimes Serena, well, I have an email, but usually I have some fat.
Exactly. But you see, if you had too many carbs there, it's a sugar spike, and then your body's going to turn that to fat.
So that's why the baked potato with butter and sour cream and cheese is a fattening.
Yes, and it's good for you. Could put some fat on you.
Yeah, but it will put, if a woman's
trying
to lose.
For most people, that's just like the antithesis.
Because it's too many things combined.
It is, and your body will always, here's the premise of Trim Healthy Mama, and this is what we discovered on our years of studying hormones. When you eat, your body... Let's just say you eat a carb and a fat together, bread and cheese. Your body has to get rid of that blood sugar first. It has to use it up.
So it will burn the bread first.
Yes, but while it does that, it goes and puts that, let's say cheese, mayo, avocado. Let's say there's 3 fats on that sandwich. It fully intends to use them for fuel because your body always needs fuel constantly. It goes and puts them in storage. It's temporary storage in your fat cells. It thinks it's temporary, okay? So then it goes and gets back to the blood sugar. Now, the problem is that the glucose from your carbs, okay, that's blood sugar. It's got to take it out of your bloodstream. If you leave blood sugar in your bloodstream for too long, you die.
Okay.
At a certain level above, you know, where it's safe, you literally die. You shut down. You go into a coma. So your body has to work to get that sugar out of your bloodstream into your cells. The problem most of us have as we get older and we've lived a lifestyle of sugar, our cells are what we call insulin resistant, meaning they don't open as well to blood sugar anymore because they're already sort of stuffed full and they're sluggish. And so your body gets that blood sugar from the white bread and the chips on the side, right? And says, okay, open up. I've got this blood sugar. Cells open up. I've got to get it out of the bloodstream. And the cell's like, I don't really want it.
And what if you're not sluggish? Yeah. What if this is a situation. What if you're sitting at a desk and you're not walking with a big pile of clothes and living in Africa down to the creek to wash it with three babies on your back?
Yeah.
You know, and three. But you're in a cubicle in an office and your sandwich is made from white bread.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't need all of that glucose. So it doesn't even get through all of the glucose.
It's not pressed into the muscle.
So it doesn't use it all. So it can never go back to the storage to pull out that fat and burn it and use it for fuel. That the fat will stay there in storage.
Yeah, so,
and then the leftover white bread, because you're sitting in that cubicle that you don't need, that's going to go to storage too.
Or at the homeschool table.
You see, because that's the way we say in our books, you know, that fat cells always open up to receive. Blood sugar cells are much more finicky. They don't. If they get full, they're just full, shut down. Fat cells are always like, no, I'll take it. I'll take your fat. I'll take your carbs. Take everything.
And then you've got a Danny whose metabolism, he was born with a super, super high metabolism. Now he has to be healthy for his health.
Yes.
For his health. But as far as weight gain, your body's just saying, well, I'll burn through that white potato and I'll burn through those chicken and I'll burn through
it. I'll burn it all. Hey,
I'll burn the house down.
So, I was thinking about something interesting, too, is in ancient times, you'd pull a potato out of the ground, right?
Yeah.
But you had to work to make butter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You had to
work
to make cheese, right? And so, it was probably more common to eat potatoes with maybe at most, like, salt, you know, or maybe just a tiny bit of butter.
Well,
like
I reckon they ate it because I reckon they had the butter, but
the work kept their cells open for it.
Well,
you see?
Okay. So, well, not only the work, but think about this too, the limited quantity because you had to make it yourself. So, couldn't buy tubs of butter.
No, you
couldn't buy tubs of sour cream.
But anyone who lives on a farm has lots of
They have a lot
fat,
of cream.
Dairy and cream.
Hey,
my point is,
but it doesn't go on their potato.
But they're active.
And they're active.
And it goes
all
on
that to say,
don't you think?
You're making sure it goes on the potato.
But I think I'm just thinking of farm families. They grow up, they put the butter in the sour cream.
They did.
But
all
you
that to
got
say,
a good point though. They worked hard.
Dan.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your good point that you retrofit into my point.
Do you see though, that's why we discovered that whole thing about the bread and cheese. That's why we started separating them. Because then then you only had to burn one fuel at a time. You could literally burn those
fats. The only reason I'm saying that is my dad grew up on a farm and he hates cream and yogurt and milk to this day because of how much he had growing up.
But can I continue with the point and you can stop arguing?
Well, I wanted to have the love between Danny and I.
I know, but our listeners want to hear this, right? I think
she knows for sure.
I do. I know stuff. That, did you see how that fat went into temporary storage and it was totally meant to be burned?
Totally saw that.
But it never, ever got burned.
No.
It stayed there in temporary.
You know, we said that already,
and
too.
And ended
You're
up
awesome.
Permanent. I was just crisping up the point.
It's extra tasty crispy right now.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
All right, so we've got the keto. I want to talk about Whole30.
I don't even know what Whole30 is. I've heard about
it. I know what it is.
Oh, good. Crispy Pearl.
It's good. It's like a paleo approach,
okay,
basically. But you're using whole foods. You don't do dairy, legumes, things like that. But you can use natural sweeteners like maple syrup, fruits, and things like that. Many people do well on it, but it's just not as freeing, okay, because there's two errors that I see in it, although you're welcome to make Whole30 meals. I'm not jumping all over it. Dairy can be fantastic for many people. For some,
they're dairy-free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely dairy-free.
I thrive
on raw dairy. So that's taking a whole group, food group, and saying, this is not for humans. That's the problem I have with it.
And it's in the Bible. It says they give you enough goat's milk for the maintenance.
Some people are sensitive to dairy, but many of us actually thrive on it.
No, my yak yum made of my
protein.
Raw kefir, Pearl.
Yeah.
I actually thrive.
No,
like,
you full on
thrive.
I do well with our whey protein. It gives me energy. It builds glutathione in the body. It actually detoxes your body. It gives you good serotonin. All those things you're going to miss out on. Now, the other thing is...
go to other cultures, ancient cultures, and go tell them they can't have their curds.
No, right. No,
they're Lebanese.
You don't have to have like store-bought pasteurized cream cheese all the time to be on Trim Healthy Mama. You don't even have to do dairy to be on Trim Healthy Mama.
Look,
but
I don't
you
go
can.
Near pasteurized unless I'm like Christmas.
Or the other thing, you can... Whole30 often helps people lose weight. Sometimes, though, it can be problematic in making people gain weight because... You can put a whole bunch of fats and carbs at the same meal. Like you can pour maple syrup all over your pancakes.
Make little almond,
and have a bunch
almond
butter, of almond butter all balls. Over there. And good Danny food, you know.
Yeah.
Danny food to gain weight. It can help you lose weight. It can, but it depends upon the way it's done. Okay, the next thing. We talked about there are even merits to Weight Watchers. Even merits. They encourage you to have lots of fruits and veggies. Is there anything else about it?
You know, you get it to be afraid of calories, but you do learn also to have a good holy fear of them. You know?
Just, it's got to be a holy fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like but they let you eat carrots all day. So that's where it's like.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. No, but what I want people to know is if you are hungry and you've had a good amount of fuel, go and eat some non-starchy, some more veggies, another serving of broccoli, like another something or other that came from the ground that's a little lighter in calories.
Celery. Okay, so there are even merits to Weight Watchers. What is another one? Intermittent fasting is all the rage.
I'm trying to think of a good thing.
I can think of a good thing. If you do it in a natural way, maybe you stop eating after your last meal. Maybe you eat at 6 at night.
It's not good for everybody.
No, it's
nursing
not.
Mama, I need
it's
to
not.
Eat right before I go
and
to
you
bed.
Can't do this, but maybe you're postmenopausal and you're just struggling to lose, even with a Trim Healthy Mama plan. You eat your last meal at 6, you're fine. You go all the way, you go to bed because you don't
need
a big
about
meal.
Stuff. I've heard about how a little honey before bed, a little something can actually keep your metabolism from tanking in the night.
I know, that's true. Well, maybe you can do that teaspoon of honey, raw honey before bed. But all I'm saying is then you wake up and then you have breakfast at just say maybe 8, maybe 9. That works for some people. What I don't like is when you're eating one meal a day or just two meals a day. I think that you tank in your metabolism personally.
Can I just tell you what else I think about love. It? Just as a little bit of an opinionated point.
Because we all do Trim Healthy Mama different ways,
I know,
Serene.
But I want to say this though.
Okay, love.
I feel like the world revolves around eating together, getting together, and there's usually a cup of something, a tea, a drink, a coffee, or a little something. And I feel like you become, I think...
It's harder to live a good normal social life.
Social life, yeah.
But some people do it.
Yeah.
Some people find that it helps. I feel like... The more healthy, good carbs I eat in the way that Trim Healthy Mum describes, the less I need to intermittent fast. Okay? Just saying.
Yeah.
Carbs rev your metabolism.
Totally.
Carbs rev it. So that's where if you have too many, the crash thing happens?
Well,
it's just spike them too high.
And it's the wrong kind. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
the more healthy carbs. Yes. Leslie Pops, come and bring your little luscious lips.
I just want to be like, this was the best poddy ever, I think.
Ooh.
I think you've set yourselves up for like, how do we ever top
this?
And
her hat says sweet. Does it say sweet?
Why
sweet
did you Sweden. Think? Because you hadn't heard these stories from
no,
us.
No, I've heard them. I've heard them in the interview sense. You know, when we go and do our little TV and press and we go to big time Los Angeles.
But you're too worried about a hair or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just worrying about the logistics. I've heard them, but the visuals that you gave explaining and also... Like the you know, pointing out the merits and the bodybuilders and what they're you know, and also like just recently when I you know when we were doing that curriculum, like I know you all have kids out there, but if you don't, you should still buy the curriculum because
the Trim Healthy
you know
curriculum.
some of those visuals that you explained, Pearl, you've done like graphics that we can like explain like how that insulin and all that good stuff works. Anyway, I had a really fun idea for maybe the Unshow.
Yes.
And I think Pearl and Serene should be our quiz masters, and you should quiz master Danny, producer John here, and Leslie Pops Passams because...
Yes, we should.
We should, like, you know how you have the app now?
Yeah.
It's like SEFP.
Oh, we should quiz you, totally.
Yeah, it doesn't say if that FP is a carb or a vegetable. Like, we did peas the other day. I was like, is that a vegetable or a carb? Like, I don't know.
Peas are a vegetable, but they're a little more carby than regular. What did it
but
put it as?
Wouldn't that be a fun
pull?
Quiz for the Unshow?
Yeah, we should totally
do it.
It'd
be great.
Yeah, we do it.
I love that.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, best podcast ever, I think.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing when they were actually explaining what carbs and fats do, how the body treats
them.
See,
if you'd read the book, Dan.
That was very educational for me.
Some people are audio. Some people have to listen.
Nobody reads anymore.
I know.
Do you even sell books?
Look, if I don't have one.
I certainly don't.
If I don't have a paper book.
I'm just kidding.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Well, sorry, are we done? I don't know if we went through all the diets, but you get the point. This is for life. Eat all your food groups. Enjoy your food.
And the one thing that Trim Healthy Mama is versus something else is not a diet, mate. Just relax. Trim Healthy Mama my way. And then I'll be
Trim Healthy Mama to stay. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.